Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. The Indians look for a four-game sweep of the Kansas City Royals here today. And in one homestand, the peaks and valleys of a baseball season have certainly been exhibited, haven't they, Terry?
You know what, Hammy? That's why when somebody asks me, you know, before game or after game about our team, one of the things I try to always remind people is it's fluid. Because, boy, you know, that's why you just, again, all the things we say about staying in the moment and taking care of today is so true, because you make yourself crazy. Two, it doesn't help. So, you know, if you take care of what's right in front of you, then I think what ends up happening is people ask you, hey, you got a pretty good thing going. And it's, you know, but you move on, because if you don't, it'll bite you right in the rear end, and we don't need that.
You've got to be encouraged, I'm sure, Terry, though, that in this homestand where you scuffled against Baltimore and Texas, now Kansas City comes to town, and you've really, really outplayed them in the games, both the amount of mistakes you've not made and the kind of clutch play you've had.
You know what, Hammy, though, it's amazing. So in our game, sometimes a player or two changes the whole game, and then you look back and you go like, wow, they got outplayed or whatever. But so many little things turn into big things, and that's why we constantly talk to our guys about paying attention to detail and being ready for the next play, because you just never know what play could swing a game. You know, do you prolong an inning where your pitcher has to throw to a different guy and maybe it allows Hosmer to come up again, or do we prolong an inning? I mean, there's just so many things. And I think we've done very well. One is prolonging innings. Even if we get a couple outs, we seem to have a chance to put an inning together, which is really important. You give pitchers on the opposing team an easy inning, a 6-7 pitch inning, and it just gives them an extra inning going deeper into the game.
How about Tyler Naquin coming back here? And, boy, he's put a stamp on things quickly.
You know what? You know, he hit some home runs in spring training. And when the season started, he's found a way to get hits. You know, and then he's been up and down. But when we have him sitting down towards the bottom of the lineup, but if you start to get production, not just hits, but production from guys like that, man, it makes your lineup look better. And I know he's excited. He does look a little more comfortable, I think, this time around. And, you know, again, when you start getting those home runs and those kind of contributions, man, that's big.
Well, and you have had that, especially in this series, Tito, even like a Chris Jimenez last night. You get a sack fly. How many times does that kind of get overlooked when you don't get that run in from third? And it just seems like in our league, if you don't get productivity from 7, 8, 9, you're going to have a tough time winning, aren't you?
Well, and I think that kind of comes back to giving a pitcher almost an inning off. You can't do that. It just doesn't work. You're right about Jimenez. You know, it's bases loaded, one out. He got the run in. And off a guy that's pretty tough on righties. You know, he can bend the ball, and a little bit like Tomlin. And he didn't hit it real deep, but it was deep enough where they didn't make a throw. We get the lead. And just that feeling of 1-0 is a heck of a lot better than leaving somebody stranded. Even though you're home and you're not losing, it's just nice to score first.
Mike Napoli DHing again. Is he okay?
Yeah. You know what? I think there's periods where, I mean, we've talked about trying to get him able to have more at-bats than maybe he has in the past. And I think to do that, I think to DH him sometimes makes sense. You know, he's been bouncing around. He went after a foul ball in the dugout the other day. He's been sliding a lot. I just think it seems to make sense. We're going to have a long flight today. Want to keep his bat, but I want to take care of him too.
Well, and you're in the midst of 20 straight days with games. Does that come into play, Terry, when you're looking at your lineups?
It does. It does. And I can't lose sight of that. And I told him one of these days I'm probably going to force him to sit a game. But it also, yeah, I know. But it's also good for Santan to play first because it gets him more in the game, and I know he enjoys that.
How about Jabba Chamberlain? Is he close?
Yeah, he's going to come, but we're going to activate him tomorrow. He did his simulated game yesterday, and everything was good to go. So after the game, we'll have to talk to somebody, which we're not looking forward to. And then we'll get on the plane, and we'll go to Seattle. And, yes, he'll be activated tomorrow.
Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's your KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the finale. Tribe and Royals coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.